1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Bob and Brian on Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Imagine a whole theater for you and 20 guests. Book your private cinema at Marcus Cinemas now for only $99. MarcusTheaters.com/private cinema.
I'm really happy when the weekend, you know? But I'll be sad this week because we only get five rounds of It Was My First Day. But we may just keep playing Foreigner at this time anyway.
That'd be good. Yeah, that'd be a really good choice. That
song
might get you into the Hall of Fame finally.
These guys should be in the Hall of Fame.
You guys have had things like No Variety. I mean, I can't believe you've been overlooked.
We did. We started No Variety and only played Hanson.
Yeah.
And Santana.
Yep.
This could be in there. You got a first day story? Tell us about it. Go to 1029thehog.com. If Brian reads it on the air, you go into a random drawing for the grand prize worth $1,250. It's a $500 gift card to Stein Hopples, a $500 gift card to Nye's Building Center, and a $250 Visa gift card courtesy of First Choice Heating and Cooling.
All right. On the day of my driver's test in the early 80s, my mom and dad decided to let me drive home alone from the testing center on Tetonia Avenue to our home in Mequon.
I know that center well.
Assuming I'd passed the test, they brought the family van for themselves, and I would be testing in my dad's beloved Buick Regal with the baby blue interior.
Yeah.
I passed the test. Dad hugged me and sent me on my way, proud of his daughter's acumen behind the wheel. I assumed that the most important thing a cool person did while driving was have a drink, so I drove across town to the McDonald's in Fox Point, where I worked. I waltzed into the restaurant, making sure to swing the keys visibly on my finger, and ordered an orange soda.
The drink of champions.
This was the era before cup holders were standard, so I opened the glove compartment and placed the orange soda on the quarter-inch deep circular indent that passed for a cup holder in those vehicles. You remember those?
Yeah, they were just an indentation.
Exactly.
They didn't do anything.
Your sunglasses wouldn't even sit there.
Yeah.
On the ramp to 43 North was a sweeping dogleg curve to the left.
Sure is.
I took it far too fast, nearly skidding off the ramp and spilling orange soda into the glove compartment and all over
the
baby blue
interior.
That was the first day I had to explain to my dad what had happened to the car.
Oh.
There were more, really?
And they trusted her and thought, oh, great job.
What made her think that?
She's just being cool, man. She's 16.
Growing up, my parents never took me to the dentist, so I never saw a need to go. I was wrong. When I was 22, I lived in a remote mountain town in Colorado.
Wow.
I woke up one Sunday morning and my pillow was wet. I thought I was drooling, but I looked closer. I saw that my pillowcase was covered in blood. Mm. I had been bleeding from my mouth for some time. In a panic, I tried to reach out and go see a dentist. The nearest one was 45 minutes away, but closed on the weekends. So I was told to gargle salt water until I could get an appointment on Monday. Still bleeding and in pain, I didn't sleep that night. I arrived at the dentist for the first time in my life that Monday morning. And after a quick look, I was diagnosed with gingivitis.
Oh, jeez.
I was given a prescription to clear that up, but the doctor said the words that are forever burned in my brain, while you're here, let's give you a cleaning.
First time in his life.
Yeah. The doctor and his nurse started to work on my gums. The nurse kept a constant flow of water and suction in my mouth to soak up the blood while the doctor kept scraping and scraping at my gums. I spent most of that time clenching the chair's armrest and fighting back the urge to scream. Half an hour later, when he was done, I finally relaxed in the chair for the first time. Then he said, now it's time to floss. Each pull of the string was like a knife into my gums, causing a scream each time. I now take great care of my teeth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Lesson learned. Good.
Jeez.
Good.
Kid.
Yeah. Hopefully you got a water pick, a Proxa
brush. Talk to your parents and said why.
Yeah. Here's one that's completely false. I don't believe it, and I'm not going to put it in the pile.
What?
And I'll show you the name on the entry and you'll understand it.
All right.
But I think it's funny. Last weekend, I watched my first porno movie. Man, I looked so good at 21.
Oh!
What? As if it were his porno movie.
Right.
Wrote that in, and you know that's shiny.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And Ron Jeremy?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Couldn't be Larry. He's dead.
Yeah. Okay.
It was my first day of training as a correctional officer. As I went about performing my normal duties, I heard a call over the radio for officers to respond to a unit where an inmate had locked himself in his cell and was threatening to harm himself or others.
How do they do that?
I don't know. I locked down my assigned area and ran as fast as I could, thinking to myself, awesome, my first cell extraction. I arrived on scene seconds before several other officers and was able to position myself first in line outside the cell door.
I guess you want that, man, right?
Maybe not.
The inmate had covered the window with toilet paper so he could not see in. After attempts by the sergeant to talk the inmate down, the sergeant asked two officers to enter the cell with him and secure the inmate.
He was one.
I readily volunteered. The sergeant opened the cell and all three of us rushed in, only to find the inmate had stripped naked and smeared himself from head to toe in his own feces.
You wanted to be first.
After struggling with our slippery quarry for a brief time, we were able to stabilize him and secure him in handcuffs. Conveniently, the uniforms of our department were already dark brown. I decided two things as we escorted our reeking subject to a shower and a safety cell. I would never wear short-sleeve uniforms. I would always have a spare uniform in my locker.
Or how about I'll never be the first guy in line?
No, I'm not running up that no cell extraction. Ever again.
I made sure I was always fourth in line.
It was my first time water skiing. I was behind the boat of a friend's chiropractor. My friend was also in the boat. When the swale of another boat approached, I was swept into it and fell flat on my face, probably doing a scorpion. You know, bending way back over your head.
Okay.
The pain in my lower back was so excruciating, I was barely able to breathe. My friend then had to do all the driving back to North Carolina, from North Carolina to Iowa, because I was not able to put pressure on the clutch due to the pain in my back. I have since done x-rays and have a compression fracture, which has been a problem ever since. She was so mad because I was faking that she never spoke to me again.
Wow. Was she in love with the chiropractor or something, and that just screwed everything up?
Yeah. I don't know.
Something like that.
I was 16 years old, and it was a beautiful Saturday morning in spring of 84. I had gotten my driver's license the day before. My mom asked if I could pick up some milk from the store.
Yeah, man, yes.
And, of course, I said yes. Now, here's where I think some points of law come into effect. That my brother's precious 76 Camaro was parked in the driveway. I asked my parents if I could take my brother's car. Well, what right is it?
Well, sure you can.
Yeah. Is it really his car? Did he buy it?
It was way cooler than my parents' 1980 Buick. My mom and dad figured it would be fine, and my brother slept soundly through this decision. I got to the store, bought the milk, and figured a little cruise down Main Street would be appropriate. I was awesomely driving for my first time alone. I had the tunes cranked and the windows down and was feeling great.
Yep.
Suddenly, I rear-ended a station wagon at a stoplight on 1st and Main. No damage to her car, but the front of my brother's car was smashed to bits. The police remembered. The police came, and I was crying so hard, and everyone took pity on me. I just remember saying over and over, my brother's going to kill me. I didn't get a ticket out of this disaster. I'm still here today, so my brother didn't kill me. But I did avoid him as much as possible until he moved out a year later. We have not talked about this incident to this day, and I am now 53.
Wow.
They should both move past this, shouldn't they, about two decades ago?
I do feel it's time. Yeah. You're right about that.
It wasn't a malicious act. It was an accident.
1977.
I was a young girl.
Well, is your brother going to
I joined the U.S.
Us?
Army to be all I could be as an airborne military policeman. Day one of basic, I wasn't feeling well at all. After filling out mountains of paperwork, it was time for a haircut. When it was my turn, I settled into the barber's chair and was feeling even sicker. The barber fired up the clippers and made a quick circle around my head, starting at my chin. He buzzed a 2-inch wide swath through my beard with long hair and then exclaimed, "What the F is wrong with your head?"
Wow. We got in.
This is a dude who shaves heads all day long, right? Every day.
Yeah.
I was immediately surrounded by all of the drill sergeants as the barber quickly shaved my hair and beard off. My head was covered with chicken pox.
What?
Wouldn't it be all over your body?
Yeah.
And face?
And yeah.
My younger sister had chicken pox a few weeks earlier. I was immediately hustled off to Noble Army Hospital, where I spent 28 lonely days in infectious isolation. My entire platoon was isolated for 14 days, while those who had already had chicken pox were weeded out. I managed to infect two of the guys I flew down to Alabama with, along with 11 others in my platoon. Hoo-ah!
Super spreader! Early version.
Making you real popular with the men, Jerome.
Wow.
In my late 20s, I changed careers and started my first real office job. My boyfriend of 363 days.
Oh, but who's counting?
Called midday and asked I wanted to go to celebrate. Go have dinner and celebrate.
Oh, the fact that she was, okay, first day on the job.
I rushed
or just
home
about
at the
a year.
End of my first day thinking, boyfriend, check. New career, check. I am killing it. When my boyfriend arrived, he came up to my apartment and turned on the TV and then just kind of stared at it. I asked what was wrong and he said, "I think we should break up."
Oh.
Ooh.
My first day on the job, I got dumped. Career is going great some 17 years later, but I haven't had a boyfriend since. Career check.
Kind of killing it.
Wow. All right, we'll finish with this one.
Oh.
It was my first day in my first job as a nurse. I worked at a nursing home and was finishing up the noon med pass. Pass out all the pills.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
As I was working my way through the dining room, a table of ladies flagged me down. They said, "Mildred is not eating." I looked at Mildred and her lips are blue and she looks quite pale.
Great.
I tried to sneak a feel for her pulse and could not find one, and she was cold.
Was this weekend at Bernie's?
I told the ladies I was going to take her to her room. I wheeled her out and over to the nurse's station. I said, "I believe Mildred is dead." First day.
First day.
Wow.
Well, she won't eat, and so she loves pudding.
So she was still upright at the table.
Yeah,
didn't slump eating, over though. Anything. Yeah. Good for you, Mildred.
That's a good way to go. Just right there.
All those years of being told to sit up straight and eat.
Right.
What happened to you on your first day?
She don't like creamed corn anyway.
Chicken piccata. She won't touch it.
Did you have to wheel a corpse to the nurse's station?
I would hold a shoulder. I'd be holding her shoulder just in case.
Right.
As I wheeled her just in case.
I don't know what I'd do. But I'm sure.
I'd hold
on. Do they cover this in nursing school?
Sure they do. There's a lot of death in nursing.
Yeah.